Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik addressed the first session of the 8th Legislative Assembly of the state in the State Legislative Assembly today. In his address, the governor said that the mandate given by the people reflects a clear desire for continued development, policy stability and good governance. He emphasized that the members be cognizant of their responsibilities and trust reposed in them by the people. The governor advised the legislators to focus on embedded systems of development to ensure good quality of design, aesthetics, utility and sustenance by maintaining the highest standards of probity, transparency and accountability in all projects they undertake. In his 33-minute address, the governor highlighted the endeavor of the state government and the focus areas it has prioritized, particularly governance reforms, enhanced quality of life of citizens, fulfilling youth aspirations, and investment for development. He mentioned that the government shall introduce bottom-up planning involving the preparation of district-level vision and development plans in consultation with stakeholders, ensuring effective and inclusive development at the last mile. Tesam Pongte, MLA 53 Changlang North, has been elected unanimously as the Speaker of the 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly. The special session of the Assembly started with the election of the Speaker. Pro Tem Speaker Ninong Iring announced Tesam Pongte elected unopposed as the Speaker of the State Legislative Assembly as there was no other nomination received for the post. After assuming the chair, Mr. Pongte expressed his gratitude to the House for electing him unanimously. He said that he will do his best to uphold the dignity of the chair and the democratic tradition. He assured that he belongs to each and every member and will do justice with all in the House. Mr. Pongte said that the office of the Speaker will always be guided by the rules of procedures and conduct of business of the House and the best parliamentarian convention and tradition. Congratulating Mr. Pongte on the occasion, Chief Minister Pema Khandu assured all support from the state government to the Assembly Secretariat in the coming days. Kardo Nyigyor, MLA 28, Likhavali, was elected unopposed as the Deputy Speaker of the 8th State Legislative Assembly. In Arunachal Pradesh, newly sworn in Chief Minister Pema Khandu led the Council of Ministers were allocated portfolios today. The 12-member State Council of Ministers has 9 new faces. Deputy Chief Minister John Amen has retained the position of State's Minister for Finance, Planning and Investment and Power. Former Speaker of the State Legislative Assembly, Pasang Dorje Sona, is the new Minister for Education and Rural Works. Biram Wage will be the new Minister for Health and Family Welfare. Wangki Long is met the State Minister for Environment and Forests and Department of Tirap, Changlang and Longding. The only Cabinet Minister in the Pema Khandu-led Council of Ministers, Srimati Dasanglupul, is the new Minister for Women and Child Development, Cultural Affairs and Science and Technology. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has retained all the departments which are not assigned to the Deputy Chief Minister and other Cabinet Ministers. Meanwhile, the CM is in a social media post said that the team is a blend of experienced ministers and youth members committed to serve our beloved people, ensuring that every citizen, community and tribe is taken care of. The CM further appealed all members to work in tandem for better Arunachal. The Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region has sanctioned ₹217.19 crore for the establishment of State Cancer Institute in Midpo, Doimukh. Expressing gratitude, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post today acknowledged the Ministry's substantial allocation, emphasizing the Institute's future role in providing advanced cancer care locally. This funding will facilitate the development of a modern 76-bed cancer treatment center in collaboration with Dr. B. Barua Cancer Institute in Guwahati. The Capital Police, in collaboration with the Arunachal Life Saving Foundation, organized a successful blood donation camp on World Blood Donors Day yesterday. The camp was a collaborative effort with the VKV Alumni Association, TRIMS Naharlagun and RK Mission Hospital. A record-breaking 260 units of blood in a single day was set, creating a new milestone for Arunachal Pradesh, stated a release. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.